Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Greg.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about the police state here in the United States. So none of us has said police state tonight, but I mean, what we're dealing with is a police state. I mean, we have police who are just out of control. That's the best way to describe them. As you look on the internet,
I gotta say, there's probably a lot of Americans right now that are feeling like there's a good portion of the public that's out of control too, right? Like,
well, yeah, a bunch of Karens.
I'm pretty concerned that that businesses are being set on fire. I mean, if 2020 was a conspiracy to destroy small business in America through COVID and then the concomitant riot that comes afterward. By the way, there was the Hong Kong flu in 1968 was followed by a year of unrest, summer of unrest too. So there's an interesting correlation there. But, I don't think it's a conspiracy. But it's going to be, the result is going to be the same thing. These big businesses like Target and stuff that are set on fire, they're going to recover. But when you've had no business for 2 months and then somebody comes along and blows your place up and sets it on fire, what's going to happen to your business?
I don't know. But
you don't care. Just so long as one person set one cop shop on fire, America. It doesn't matter if 100 businesses burn, so long as somebody threw a rock through a state house window.
I don't walk in these people's shoes.
Whose shoes are you referring to?
The people who are doing these actions.
I don't claim that you do.
I don't know what they represent. I don't know what their worldviews are. I don't know why they're angry. I don't know why they feel that targeting small businesses is justified. But if we listen to them, maybe we'll learn.
If we shoot them, they'll stop throwing rocks through windows.
Yeah. Well, I'm not advocating to shoot
them. I would rather listen to them than shoot them,
but
to each their own.
I support the Korean shopkeeper who's up on the top of his roof keeping people away.
Sure.
But here's the thing. Why not both? You know, these people, and we had similar things with the refugees going into Europe, and then these refugees among them were people who decided to rape women in Cologne, etc., were not necessarily the refugees who needed the help. These protesters are often the ones telling others, do not loot, do not commit all these...
And I get now's the time to protest. I see that, you know, if you see this as a problem, and I get it. Now, I don't agree that... that the problem is race-based. I think that, in fact, the problem is sort of the state versus us as opposed to blacks versus whites. And there are plenty of people out there that are claiming the former as opposed the latter as opposed to the former. However, and that, you know, now's the time to talk about that. But under this guise, people are throwing rocks and Molotov cocktails and these sorts of things. And what is a small business person to do? Just watch their store go up in flames?
No, I'm all for their right to stand on their roof with an AR-15 or AK-47 or whatever they want to use to protect their property.
So
I'm
totally okay
with that.
And cops are stopping people from looting and stuff. I mean, those people are doing good things then, right?
Well, there's also video evidence of cops, you know.
There are cops. So there's video
evidence. Are there any good cops?
No.
Okay, hold on. So
no cop can ever be good?
The only good cop is a dead cop.
God, what? Are you kidding me?
There is no good cop. If they were a good cop, they would resign immediately.
I think that there's issues of the...
And when I say the only good cop is a dead cop, it's a joke. It's not meant sincerely, right?
Well, whatever the case may be, the fact is that right now, currently, this is our protection organization.
No. It is not.
Yes, it is.
It is an enforcement apparatus of the state that encroaches on our freedoms and our rights.
That is
what it exists to do.
perhaps, but if it saves your business in the process, I mean, you're probably going to feel kind of grateful over it.
Well, what if there was no state?
But it didn't save the Indian who had his restaurant burned. It didn't save the Koreans from having their store burned or whatever it was.
Nope, but, certainly so, doesn't.
No, what
it also
them?
Didn't put the business on fire.
Right. No.
Right.
Well, it may have.
There's probably somebody who went as an agent provocateur that may have worked for a police department that certainly is not unheard of for these sorts of things to happen. But, you know, why do they do it? I'm curious. I'm curious about all these things. And I get that it's not a perfect system. I'm not claiming it's a perfect system. But I'm not ready to take the side of a bunch of violent people setting businesses on fire all across America.
Well, if you're arguing that there are good cops, then you are taking the side of a bunch of violent people who are closing down businesses across the United States. That's exactly what the cops have been doing.
What if the cops...
Hold on.
Sorry.
That's exactly what they've been doing. It's enforcing the governor's decrees that these small businesses have to be shut down. So your issue is with the rioters doing that and not being directed by the state to do it, but it's okay when the police do it?
No. My issue is that, like, at the very least, the dictate has been handed down, right? Like, you know, the cops don't come into your business and just wholesale destroy everything. They, you know, some message is sent. You're not allowed to be open. It's much more orderly. I'm not claiming that it's right. I'm not claiming it's just. But I am claiming it is significantly more orderly. I mean, ask a small business person what they'd rather have. Would you like to be shut down forcibly for 2 months because of some, you know, perceived global pandemic? Or to have a bunch of looters come in and steal all your product and set your building on fire? And I suspect you'll get...
I suspect it'll be the latter in most cases because they'll have insurance.
Maybe they'll have insurance.
Well, if they're a good business owner, they will. And if they're not, then they were going to go out of business anyway, in all likelihood.
Well, I had a question while you were saying
this. So you're on the side of, and just asking here one more time, are you on the side of blowing up businesses all across America? I mean, like, that's what's happened. Are you delighted about it?
No.
Okay.
I'm not upset
by it. Do you have any guesses as to how this is going to benefit the world? Like, what's things going to be like in 2021? And is it going to be better as a result of this absolute and utter chaos?
The term we use for this is anarchy. No, this is not anarchy.
Oh, no, not by your definition. But I'll tell you what, if you call it anarchy to, 99 people out of 100, they're not going to argue with you.
Sure. But they're wrong.
All right.
What kind of anarchy do you envision? A positive
one that is based on the non-aggression principle.
Okay. So in that world where we have no state and we just have what? Cities, neighborhoods, right? We do have people organizing anyway. They're going to have a neighborhood watch. Yeah. Those are going to be the cops. There's still going to be cops. There's still going to be rules. Right.
No, not at all.
How are you going to... Okay.
Is there going to be a security force?
How are you going to enforce private property then?
There can be.
You know, private property doesn't exist without violence, right? Or at least the threat of violence.
No, that's entirely untrue.
Okay.
Let's say I claim...
Demonstrate it for me.
Yeah. Let's say I claim a rock. This is my rock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Take it from me without using violence.
Okay, when you're sleeping.
Well, let's say that I strap it to my body then.
I'll untie it.
You have to use violence...
You have to use violence to take my property from me without my consent.
The rock is one example of what's called chattel property. I'm holding this.
Yes.
This is my chattel property. For me to own 1,000 houses...
I'm not going to get into a Georgism argument about land ownership here. I'm just not going
I'm
to.
I'm not interested
no.
in that.
It's but not about
I
that.
Sometimes leave
but
my
I,
house...
That's where he was going with
it. No, I'm just trying to say, good luck trying to control your private property when it's not tied to your body. At that point, you need an organization. And that organization could be cops, or it could be a paramilitary group.
Not necessarily, because the entire reason that the idea of private property arose in the first place was because people realized that it was counterproductive for them to be constantly fighting over things. And it was more productive as a society for one person to say, okay, I'm going to stop trying to take that from you. You stop trying to take this from me, and we'll just coexist.
Sure. I'm not claiming that, but what I'm saying is in order to keep property that you don't have strapped to your person, and some of my property is not currently strapped to me, you must use violence to protect it. I mean, or threaten it.
No.
Or some organization. something.
Right. Somebody just comes in and takes my car, goes into my house while I'm not there. I mean, that's not violence.
I'm not... I don't know why you keep dragging this Georgism crap up.
It's not Georgism. I have a house. I really live in a house.
855-450-3733.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Gregorio.
And Mark.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe. And instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, we've been having a rather heated discussion here, but before we get back into all of it, let's go to the phones. We've got Dan calling from Philadelphia. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Aria, Greg, and Mark. Can you hear me okay?
Yep,
perfectly.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about the story that you mentioned yesterday about a guy who was dressed up as National Guard in Los Angeles getting arrested.
Well, a caller called in with that story. None of us had a news article about it or anything like that.
Okay, just a little bit more background. It's not sinister or anything. It was a kid that was trying to help his friend out to kind of protect the area and dressed up in full LARPing National Guard gear.
Is that stolen valor?
That's what's being accused online in Instagram. And
all like the valor community. Of the National Guard.
Stolen.
Give it back. What rank did he steal? Private?
I have no idea.
The valor of the private.
So he got arrested for kind of hanging out with the National Guard and, of course, having a scary, spooky ghost gun. I guess he built one, and those seem to be illegal in California, as are many other things.
So, well, who was his buddy that he was trying to help?
You know, I'm not too sure. I follow this guy on Instagram, and he said he is a friend that this guy, his name's Greg Wong, offered to come help and, like, make sure everything was okay instead of S hit the fan. And the guy said, like, I don't need your help. We're cool. You know, it's fine. But he came down there anyway on his own. So I'm not really sure exactly who the guy is or what his business is. But, yeah, that's kind of the background information I have.
Okay. So he was just trying to LARP as a soldier. And
yeah.
Which stands for live action role play. It's that nerdy thing people do at, like, Renaissance fairs and stuff. But he decided to do it as a National Guards person, and is he being charged with stolen valor, or is that just, you know, random
people on the
internet?
I think maybe hanging out with them while you're dressed up as them is some kind of a crime, but
no,
he is
it's certainly a bad idea.
It's not a good idea. He's being charged with the weapons violation of manufacturing a weapon, a ghost gun.
Well, I hope
it's interesting. So this is, for me, the ghost gunner brings up very interesting questions, right? Like, here in America, you can build tools. Here in America, supposedly, you have the right to keep and bear arms. Now, they could say, they could jump into the Interstate Commerce Clause, and they can say, yeah, but Ruger isn't allowed to sell you, you know, AR platform or whatever it is that they make their claim at because it goes across the states or whatever. And forget about a gun building business inside the state. In this case, you actually can build the gun in your own basement, just, you know, it's yours. Like, you built it. You bought the aluminum. You bought the routing machine. You've created the tool. You've put some accessories on it. And by the way, a gun, as defined by the BATF, is the lower, right? This odd little piece. In this case, it's carved out of aluminum. And then you just buy all the accessories that go on it. But in theory, you could go ahead and make the accessories, too. And according to this California law, as I understand it, I am not a gun expert and I'm not a legal expert. But, as you know, you could just build a gun, and in a country where you have the right to keep and bear arms, you can't have that gun. It's weird.
Right. Yep.
Well,
a couple other states like that, too, I believe.
It would be unregistered, and they don't like that
at
all.
Like that.
I mean, that's illegal in almost every state, isn't it?
We could build other things. What if you built a bomb, though? I mean,
I would not suggest anyone build a bomb, first of all. That's a really good way to just have the feds show up at your door.
Right. I mean, buy enough nitrogen fertilizer, and you've got them.
There are limits, I guess, to
what they'll tolerate. Dan, thank you so much for the call. Hopefully it works out with this guy, and hopefully it leads to a Supreme Court law regarding the manufactured weapons in the state of California. I don't think it's likely.
I just wanted to suggest, what if he had a sexy National Guard uniform, like on Halloween when you have the sexy police woman hanging out with other police people? Is that okay?
It's possible. I mean,
I stole half your valor.
Has anybody been arrested for impersonating a police officer for being in like a little mini skirt with a badge?
Probably not. That's not a very good impersonation.
No,
sadly. I wish more police officers
would wear
miniskirts.
Would you like the police officers if they had a different uniform?
I would like them better than I do now, for whatever that's worth. Well, let's keep going to the phones. We've got Cruel Philosopher calling via Discord, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. Cruel Philosopher, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think about this idea, which is... conservatives claim to be, you know, the party of small government. They want the government out of their lives. Yet they're so pro police and military. And I never understood how those two ideas can, like, you know, coexist in somebody's minds.
Right. So Democrats like government bureaucrats. Conservatives like government bureaucrats with guns and hoses.
Mm. Yeah, basically conservatives, they say the words that libertarians say, but really... only in the economic sphere. In the social sphere, they're like, we would like the government to keep doing what it, you know, what the whole point is, you're conserving the current America, so you need something to enforce the power, I guess. That's what I
would say. I don't know very many conservatives who actually want small government, though. They just like saying it. I mean, they're fine with the National Guard roaming through the streets of the United States to put an end to the Black Lives Matter protests.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that a small government advocate would be against such a thing.
See, there's also conservatives, like Republicans have switched, right? Have split. You had conservatives, then you had the Tea Party, and then you had the, I would call it the alt-right, but you know, whatever you want to call it, calling the Republican conservative cuck-servatives, right? That's what their name was for them, because they had principles, and they said, we're not going to support Donald Trump. We're going to support our principles. So, for example, when Donald Trump uses eminent domain to take land to build his wall, or when they give emergency powers to Donald Trump to put people in cages, the conservatives might be against that, like if you're a conservative, right? But you have to be careful, because you could also be Republican and not conservative. You could be, let's say, against Mexicans and Honduran refugees coming to the United States, and that's more important to you than limited government.
Gotcha. Just one last thing. I wanted to say, I live in New York City, and I heard you guys talking earlier about the rioters and whatnot, and if I didn't live in the city, I would believe that it was a lot worse than it is based on social media. So something just, you know, to keep in mind.
Are you in Manhattan?
No, I live in the Bronx.
Okay, I mean, I've heard that the bad stuff's going on in Manhattan, and I've been in both those places, and it's like you don't know one thing that doesn't know what one side's going on the other. I don't know what's going on.
Court Philosopher, thank you so much for the call. It's an important reminder, and we had this discussion last night. You know, what's on the internet isn't necessarily real life.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protests continue across the United States, with things remaining peaceful in New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles. Today's demonstrations come after charges were upgraded against the officer seen kneeling on George Floyd's neck. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says justice will be served.
To the Floyd family, to our beloved community, and to everyone that is watching, I say, George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value.
Former President Barack Obama holding a town hall on Wednesday, saying the country's current situation presents an opportunity for citizens to work together in tackling some important issues. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gained 527 points to finish at 26,270. This is USA Radio News. The world's biggest movie theater chain has suffered a blockbuster loss because of COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
AMC Theaters posting a first quarter loss of around $2.4 billion. The world's biggest movie theater chain saying the loss is due largely because it had to shut down all of its theaters in March because of the pandemic. AMC is owned by Chinese conglomerate Dalian Wanda Group. It furloughed or laid off more than 26,000 employees. It's also furloughed all 600 corporate staffers, including its CEO, Adam Aron. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is telling lawmakers that he would not have approved an FBI surveillance application for former Trump aide Carter Page during the Russia investigation had he known at the time about the problems that have since been revealed. Rosenstein testifying on Capitol Hill on Wednesday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Greg from New York.
And Mark.
And do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses, which means you finally have a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You make it happen, so you receive the rewards. All you have to do is download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses, then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Commissions are instant. There's no waiting for weeks or months or for certain thresholds or any of that nonsense. No, it's instant. As soon as someone makes a purchase at one of these businesses with Bitcoin Cash or Dash, you get a cut. It's hard to beat that. That's AnyPayInc.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Derek J., who is actually a CEO of AnyPay, on with us. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks, Aria, for the promotion. I'm the president, but Steven Seiler is the CEO. No big deal. I wanted to let your listeners know about a man named David Dorn, who died yesterday as a man protecting a store, a pawn shop in St. Louis. He's a former police captain of St. Louis. and he's a black man. He was with the St. Louis police for 38 years. His wife is still with them. He's 77 years old. He volunteered when he heard about the looting. He went out to his friend's pawn shop, who he normally went to check on the alarms if they were going off. And he went to the store because there was a problem there, and they shot him. They killed him. And as he lay there bleeding to death, he was filmed for Facebook Live. And I just want to put the word out there that, you know, I'm no, I'm not
you like, said
the biggest fan of police.
Him. Who killed him?
Looters. Looters who wanted to steal televisions and walk out with them without paying. So, you know, I'm not this big. People who know me from Victimless Crime Spree know that I've had my history with the police, but I want to put the word out there that there's good people out there who want to protect private property, and we should be supporting these types of people. The ones who want order, the ones who want private property to remain in the rightful owner's hands, the ones who want to protect people against violence, and the people who are doing violence against these people, you know, it doesn't matter what costumes they wear. You judge, you know, a tree by its fruits.
Yeah, I would agree. Thanks, Derek, for the sentiment. I guess I will have to watch the video, although I'm told that it's pretty sad, and I don't particularly like watching things
like
that.
Well, the news is out there, and it doesn't disagree with anything Derek J. said. I mean, basically, a
right.
former St. Louis police chief went to help guard his friend's pawn shop and was killed by looters is a pretty accurate synopsis of the story. And, you know, I mean, look, I can be against police violence of, you know, unarmed people. I can be against looters. I can be, I can understand where protesters are when they say, hey, we feel like our lives are in danger. I can get all those things and, you know, all at one time. And I think it's a real shame that these looters are, you know, running under the cover of what's a pretty good protest.
Well, right. Let me play devil's advocate here.
Sure.
And point out that, you know,
you never do that.
Yeah, never. And pawn shops are generally sort of exploitative in their behavior, almost like cash advance places.
Right.
A lot of these people who use pawn shops are from poor communities where they don't have a lot, where they may have to pawn their DVD player or their PS4 or something
right.
like that for 50, 60 bucks, whatever, and then have to pay effectively 200, 300, 400% interest over the course of a month in order to get it back. And I realized they voluntarily agreed to make this transaction. They voluntarily agreed to take out the loan and all of that stuff. I'm not saying they didn't,
mm-hmm.
but I understand why someone from a poor community who's working at a Wendy's or a Burger King or a Walmart or whatever, who has to pawn their PS4 and then pay 33% over that when they go to pick it up 30 days later, is upset with the business that didn't just charge them $2.
So we have an interesting mix here because you're talking on the one hand about non-aggression principle, right? And you're saying no aggression, you can't go ahead and loot and steal.
I'm not advocating what they're doing. I'm trying to understand their anger and their frustration.
Well, if you have anger, are you able to break the non-aggression principle because you're angry?
No.
All right.
I'm not saying they're righteous. I'm not saying they're justified. I'm saying I understand why they're upset. That's all no. I've said.
Oh, I understand because people don't like the consequences of their actions. All you have to have done is had a kid or, frankly, babysat a kid for a brief period of time, and you realize that people don't like the consequences of their actions.
Sure.
The reason that people have to go to pawn shops, even poor people. I've been poor. I've been part of the lowest socioeconomic class in America. We call them convicts, right? I know what it's like. I got out of prison. I didn't have much. Admittedly, I had a better network than a lot of people, but that's the reality of it, is I didn't have much. The reason you got to go to a pawn shop is because you've never put together the ability to borrow from anybody else. And credit is a real part of the world, so of the world that we live in.
Sure, but they live in a system that intentionally refrained from teaching anything about the credit system.
Whose
or
fault
the financial
is that?
System.
The pawn shop owner's fault?
No. It's the government's fault. I'm not saying. Look,
it's
I'm
not the government's
the
fault
and that's
either.
What people are upset about. It's the systemic problem. It's not one individual pawn shop.
Well,
or even this incident, which was a ghastly incident and something that happens far too often with the police. It is the whole system that people are protesting.
Credit isn't new, and it doesn't take a high IQ to understand it. Okay? So here, I'm going to give the simple idea for credit. When you borrow something, pay it back as quickly as you can. That's what credit is. And if you do that, then you're going to have good credit. And if you don't do that, you're going to have bad credit. If you have bad credit, then you've got to go to the payday lenders and the pawn shops and these other places, and you've got to get the money that you've got to get. Because
well, it's not necessarily that they have bad credit. I mean, they could also have no credit.
Usually a no-credit person can get credit from somewhere, and a no-credit person probably isn't going to a pawn shop, is what I'm thinking. You could just be making a poor choice in going to the pawn shop, in which case
that's
you've made a poor choice.
Likely. Right.
Going to the pawn shop.
By the way, this is where my libertarianism is a little bit different sometimes.
Sure.
You know, a lot of times we assume that no matter how poor the person is, they have a way out. You know, they can just have better credit or pick themselves up by their bootstraps. But a lot of the time, the threshold is just a lot higher than many people fall through the cracks, right?
Right.
And so if they cannot get them help themselves, then someone's either got to help them. Or we say, look, it's not my problem, right? And it just is what it is. And the thing is, we got to keep in mind, we are better off than all throughout human history. Water is coming to your house. That water is being cleaned. It's bacteria free. There's little shrimps in New York's water that eat the bacteria. That kind of stuff never happened throughout history. I mean, Romans had aqueducts, but people had to carry water from the river, right? A lot of the stuff, sanitation, safety, child mortality is down. So we just come to expect all this stuff now. So I'm not saying that poor people today are not better off than poor people all throughout, than rich people throughout history. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, given what we've come to expect, roof over your head, everything, many people cannot afford that today.
There are people who can't afford it, but I think that with diligence and a good attitude, you can move from the lowest rung of the ladder to the middle rung. I'm not saying you're going to be Bill Gates, but, you know, I went from broke, bankrupt, to, you know, having my house paid off in about 7 years. I mean, yeah.
You think everybody can do that?
I think if they try hard enough, they probably can. I had a middle-class income.
855-450-3733.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Greg,
and Mark.
And Greg, you were talking about how the UBI may solve some of these problems of people who fall through the cracks in the financial system while we were in the break just now. Because, I mean, the system that we have in place now, the Federal Reserve System, the loan-based currency, it's designed for people to fall through the cracks. It's a game of musical chairs, and sometimes someone just has to be left standing without a chair.
I mean, it's the bank underwriters who decide who gets the money, which business gets the money, and that's how money is created in this country. Most of the money that's created in the United States is actually created through banks giving loans or financing something. That's how it originates, and it's originally was backed by some commodity like gold, something in the vaults of the bank. Now we're getting used to the fact that you just need an underwriter to kind of look at the business and say, okay, I can see this business bringing in a cash flow over the next 10 years to cover this loan, right? So there's obviously, if someone's going to fall through the cracks through no fault of their own, there should be a safety net so they at least have a roof over their head or food on, you know, so they can get back up there. Someone like J.K. Rowling had that, and now she made Harry Potter. Not saying everybody can do that, but
I would say that's true if we're going to have a system in place that makes it mathematically certain that someone will fall to the cracks. Yes, it would be good. Yes,
and we do.
In such a system to have a safety net for those people.
Yeah, and by the way, that UBI, you can think of it as in a second way. That could be a money issuance mechanism that is by the people and not by the banks. In other words, if the government issues a dollar and gives it to a person, that person decides where to spend that dollar. So rather than the business going together with the bank underwriter and creating money, because they're creating the money, instead, the business and the human being, a person, create the money based on the person's decision right now. You don't have to think what the business will do in the next 10 years. Right now, the person wants to buy X, Y, Z that they need. That's where the money goes. It still gets to the business. The end result is the same. After the first hop, it ends up in the business. But rather than the bank creating it and giving it to the business, the government gave it to a person, and that person voted with their wallet as to what they needed. So the money keeps actually going to the businesses selling what people need right now. That's a, you think of it as a way to issue money, and it can exist alongside banks.
It sounds promising. I would rather it not exist alongside banks because I'm not a fan of banks and the evils.
Well, they're probably
not
going anywhere tomorrow. And one of the things I think about banks is that they're going to have to change as time goes by. They offer a legitimate service, right? Like, do you want...
Well, they used to.
Well, then I think they still offer that legitimate service.
Well,
so
that
let me ask you this, right? Like, let's say you have 10 1-kilo gold bars.
Okay.
And
I would not put that in a bank.
Where would you put it?
Anywhere else.
Well, I've got some questions.
Don't let the government catch you with those gold bars.
So,
well, if I put it in a bank, they would immediately have caught me with them.
Oh, yeah. If somebody finds out that you've got 10 gold bars, maybe they come to your house in the middle of the night with a gun.
Sure.
And maybe they get the drop on you because that's what happens when somebody comes to your house with a gun, right?
Sure.
Because you don't have yours ready. And then they say, we're going to go find those 10 gold bars.
Uh-huh.
And because you've buried them out back, now you have to go with them. Whereas you could say, they're at the bank and they don't open until 9 a.m., hot shot, so do what you want. I can't get them. You could say that,
yeah.
But you've just gone on the radio and said, I would never do that. So maybe they don't believe you.
I would never keep 10 kilo gold bars either.
Well,
so.
I don't know what you would do. I'm just talking about a scenario. Do people have, are there people out there with 10 kilo gold bars?
I could, I'm sure.
The
maybe.
Answer is yes.
Know.
Is it a good idea for those people to keep them in the brisker on their countertop in their kitchen?
That's a better idea than entrusting even a single penny to the banking system in the United States.
I disagree.
Well, you're one frozen account away from agreeing with me then.
Well, you could put it in a lockbox and, get in there.
Until the bank, has to default and they sell that gold,
well, look,
which they have the right to do legally in the United States and in the United Kingdom as well.
I say if this is a better system, the banks will lose because it's better, not because we don't need to shut down the banks. And in fact,
I think we do, but
well, we're not going to because we need to convince everybody first. We can convince them by having a better system where the UBI is issued through the people. And it gets to the businesses that way. And if it goes that way, then it actually goes to where it's needed the most at the moment.
Or rather just the currency itself, rather than being a UBI, can be, issued directly by the people through agreement. And they can do this how?
Well, I'm working on stuff like that myself.
Okay.
Yes.
Where can people find out more about this?
Okay. One of my libertarian projects is called intercoin.org. If you go to intercoin.org, you will find a project that aims to give power to the people by allowing each community to issue its own currency. Now, why would you want to have your own currency? Like a casino has its own chips or Disneyland has its own Disney dollars. Why? What's the point? Well, the community obviously gets a soft power because the casino chips are valuable in the casino, and you wouldn't take $1 million of chips and just go home with them because they're worthless outside the context of the casino. That's a soft power that you don't need violence to enforce. You don't need an armed guard outside the casino saying that you can't take these chips outside. You could take as many as you want. It would be irrational to steal chips from the casino. By having that power now, it's called a network effect. Everyone in the casino accepts those chips there. The casino can print more chips or issue more chips and give it to anybody that they think that should have it. So a community can end food insecurity by giving every homeless person enough money to buy food, for example. That's a form of UBI. they could pay for everyone's health insurance and so on if they
want. So to carry out the example, the casino could say, hey, we have these seven people sitting over there. They're hungry and they don't have the chips to pay for their meal. So let's just grab some chips and go give them to them.
No violence. Nobody had to be coerced to support to provide that service of giving them food. They got the chips. They paid like everybody else. So there's no violence, but you solve the problem of food insecurity.
Very cool. That's intercoin.org, I-N-T-E-R, coin.org. Definitely worth looking into because there's a, because you also mentioned earlier that people can vote via Intercoin.
Right, and I'm fascinated about this idea, right? Okay, so we're voting basically the way that we voted in 1789. Granted, more than white, male, 21-year-old landowners can vote. By the way, George Washington was voted in with fewer than 3% of the population voting. And I think that that's really important for some reason. But, you know, now here in 2020, we're all carrying around these what would have been called in 1979 a supercomputer, right? I've got a Samsung 9 Plus in my hand because I'm too cheap to buy the newest phone. I never have. You know, like this thing has an incredible amount of computing power to, you know, previously. It can tell whether I'm me or not by scanning my face or checking out my finger.
Now, have you activated the stuff?
Not my face, but I do use the finger thing. It's just really pretty awesome because you don't have to work very hard. But, yeah, Samsung has
I would disable that.
Why?
Because you can easily get arrested and a cop can just take your finger and unlock your phone in a half a second.
At this point, there's a new ruling out last week or this week that says that even unlocking your lock screen is a search. So we've had some ruling
recently.
That's
cool.
Yeah. It's a new good ruling. Anyway, as far as voting goes, I figure these gizmos are going to replace voting polling booths at some point. I presume we're going to use blockchain technology because it's the only way to be sure in a trustless fashion that things are true. How's Intercoin going to do that? You've got 1 minute.
I'm just going to say that if you can't have large gatherings, how are you going to go to the voting booth and have everybody gathering to vote? We're going to have to eventually move to this thing.
I don't see any reason why I should go have to spend 45 minutes to vote, and that's a good day.
Yeah.
Well, you can mail in your ballot already.
Yeah, but I have to have planned ahead to get my ballot in order to mail it in.
And the mailing in ballot, how is that different? So instead of the mail system trusting the federal government with the post office, why don't you trust the mathematics of the cryptography? So I can get into it, but
it's intercoin.org. Yeah. You can go and find out more, participate in the project, possibly make big gains if you want to invest, but intercoin.org.
When we get back, happy Pride Month. Police have opened fire on a gay bar because the owner was handing out water to protesters. 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.